Page 209, B'ti Shalom for Rabbi Shalom. We went through more than a third of the book. Hatfila hi hageula. Prayer is the redemption. Lachen Rabbi Nathan Breslov omer, therefore Rabbi Nathan Breslov said, HaMashiach sheli kvar higi, my Mashiach had already came. Ki hu bevadai achaz v'etza sheli ha'itbodedut. Because he, of course, held in this advice of doing Vodadut. V'itpalel ad shebitel ta'ava, v'ot ta'ava, ani daven ta' Hashem, until he notified one ta'ava, another ta'ava, another ta'ava. And each one can merit this. V'chim v'chakeh she'agi ha'mashiach ha'kali, she'yatzach ta'avot, where you have to wait for the general, the Mashiach of everyone, till the ta'avas will be... Till they leave the ta'avas? No, a person can himself fight the ta'avas. Shaz Faloya the Sakhar. When Mashiach comes and we won't go after our taivas, we're not gonna get reward for that because we didn't fight for it. Now is the time to nullify all the taivas through prayer. Because the private Mashiach of each and every one of us will come really fast. And he'll bring fast even the Mashiach, the general Mashiach. התפילה היא גאולה גם מצד זה, the tefillah is a redemption. Also from this side that when a person does every day half an hour he will do to nullify the taiva, then also if he goes down, he has a downhill right now in the matters of dusha, he doesn't get confused. He's calm. Why? Because he knows, I'm doing what I have to do. Hashem wants to put me down now, fine. But I'm doing my work. It's not my problem anymore. כן? נמצא שהתפילה היא גם הגאולה שגוררת אדם מתאווה. So comes out that the prayer is also the redemption that redeems the person from the taiva. And also, it's the redemption that gives him koach to go through the long and difficult way until he nullifies the taiva, the ups and downs all day. צריכים לפרט כמה שיותר בתפילה הזו על כל פרט ופרט. A person has to... We need to speak specifically, okay, in this prayer, to say the details, to make it into details. Hashem, like we say, Avraham brought us at the end of the parak, soon. Yeah, soon Avraham is going to bring us all kinds of examples at the end of the parak. How to do this half an hour, he brought advice. No one has to do exactly what he says, not at all. He just gives us ideas and advice how to start opening up this half an hour because everyone is doing Baruch Hashem. And each one, of course, could add more and do whatever he feels like. And also, it's important that a person, the prayers that a person does is through the learning that he does. So a person has to learn about the Kedusha, yeah, and daven for it. And learn more about it, and dive in more about it, and listen to the CDs about Shmirat Ha'inayim from Rav Arush, and the other Rav who speaks about it, and Kedusha, and Gvildud, and Emunah, and Simcha. And through this, he'll know what to dive in for, and how to dive in for, and how to go through this, the time that he's working. And in order to help all those people who are seeking for Hashem, המשתוקקים לעשות בכל יום שעה התבודדות, which they have a desire to do every day now, Yibodadut. And many people still, they have a difficulty how to do it, how to talk, how to merit to go in this holy way that our forefathers walked in. We brought here a short manual on the subject of Yibodadut in order to strengthen and give a direction for a person to merit this Eitzah of 1 hour Yibodadut. Ta'amur kitov Hashem. You can taste this and see how beautiful Hashem is. Again, I'm going to say something, we are confused. Rabbah was not telling you this is the way you do it, you're going to do it. People get confused, people told me, what? The Rabbah says, do it like this, I don't want to do it, I want to do it otherwise. He's not telling you this is the way to do it, you're going to do it. Do it however you like. He's just giving you advice that helped him, how he did. But each one at the end, it's personal prayer. You do whatever you feel like in it. It's you and Hashem. No one's going to tell you how to do it, you're going to do it. Not Rabbah, not Rabbeinu. That's the whole idea of it, you're going to do it. Rabbah writes in Zayah. Also, just now he said it. Gives you advice and ideas and a kivun, direction, how to start, how to do it. And from there, a person by himself already will will pick up and see his own. Sometimes he will do like this, he will do otherwise, whatever he needs for that moment. Right, Rabbi Elazar? It's important to say this because I know people who are upset at the Rav, how could he write that you have to do like this and do like that? I told them, the Rav didn't say you have to do like this or you have to do like that.
And things can change.
Yeah, exactly.
One day you do exactly. one way, the other day you do another exactly. way, depending on what's happening exactly. that day.
Did you come? It's not a set thing. It's what you want to do. So, lomdin ledaber. We're learning how to talk with Hashem. Hamila Mashiach. The word Mashiach, Messiah. Why is it called Mashiach? Ba Mishon Messiah, the same letters, almost the same vowel as Messiah, right? Meaning to talk. Blah blah, habla. Hablar. See? To talk. Shepurusho ledaber means to talk. Ki ze yeh ikar inyano shel Mashiach, Rabbeinu writes in Likutei Moharan, Torah Bet, the main inyan of Mashiach is that Mashiach simply will teach each and every one of us to talk with Hashem. And through this, learning how to talk with Hashem, a person will marry to do tshuva. Kshemashiach yavo od hayom bezat Hashem. Mashiach will come with Hashem today already. Amen.
Amen.
Hu yagi lekol echad echad. He will tell each and every one of us, lech debayim b'olam, go talk with Hashem. Ask Hashem to have mercy on you. You'll be able to return in tshuva. Tevakesh mimeno shiyotzi otcha me'ara shecha ma'ashtirot shecha. Ask from Hashem to take you out of your bed and your shtuyot that you have in your head. Ki la'adam yesh yetzara, because the person has the yetzara, and he has to ask from Hashem to have mercy on him and help him to take out all the shtuyot that the yetzara is putting in him. K'va'amu achaminu zichon v'acha, our sages told us already. En adam chote, elan ken, nichezen ruach shtut, that person does not sin, unless a ruach shtut enters him.
Can you say that whole thing over again?
Which whole thing?
Of what you just said.
A person has a Yetzara, and a person has to ask Hashem to take him out of all the shtuyot that the Yetzara is putting him in.
All the nonsense.
All the nonsense, yeah. Shtuyot is nonsense. Okay? And to ask Hashem that from now on to help him overcome his bad inclination. Lachen ra'inu ma'asem ba'atfila. Therefore, we saw in the story of Rabbeinu, ma'asem ba'atfila, ninth story, right? Yeah? No, not the ninth, that's Chacham et Tam. Which one? I don't remember which story it is. B'mashem melamed et bnei olam mitpalel, the ba'atfila, the master of prayer, teaches. Which story is the master of prayer?
Seventh, eighth?
Yeah? Let's see.
There's a bookmark there. The master prayer.
Number 12.
I'm ready.
Is it a bed house again? Stems it. Mother, I call one. No, it's another seven beggars. 13th is seven beggars.
Aren't we talking about the master prayer when it comes to Miss Buddha? So it should be right here. The bread.
Yeah, Avinu teaches over there anyways, in the 12th story. Right? That the master of prayer is the only one who can purify the world. Why? Because he himself is praying for the whole world. And he also gave an order to his people to pray for the whole world. Who is that? Rabbi Nachman Breslev and his students. Us. If we do what he says. Yeah, Rav Arush is definitely a student, right? He himself for sure prays to the world and asks everyone else to pray, so for sure he's a student. Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is the Baal Tefila. No one else is the Baal Tefila. Only Rabbeinu is the Baal Tefila. ונוסף בכל זה, and not only that, Rabbeinu himself went to all these countries, other countries, in order to teach them, each and one, everyone to pray. But himself, that's the main thing, Rav Arush told us. If you have only 1 hour to do Yibodudut, you don't do it on other people, you do it only on yourself. Because if you fix yourself, you'll fix others. If you have more than 1 hour, then you'll do an Am Yisrael.
We're asking for people, you don't know there's more than yourself.
Yeah.
So your first hour should be just on yourself?
First thing is you. You have to fix you, first of all. So, for example,
that's what we talk about fixing. If you're asking for benefiting, you first ask.
Yeah, yes, always, yeah.
It's not something you pray for all day, Hashem, and say your prayer.
That's prayer, but doing it is benefit for yourself. You're asking, ask for Allah, you ask for Tikkun HaBrit, ask for Allah, yeah. When you do Tikkun HaBrit, you have to first Tikkun HaBrit. Because the purpose of a person is not to stay a golem. You know what a golem is?
A what?
Golem.
The members of Knesset.
Huh?
Golem is what the Maharal means.
Oh, you like a Frankenstein or a...
Something like that. Incubus.
But how does
an artificial person, an android.
Right, but how does that deal with the Knesset?
The golem is also a term for somebody who has a mud head.
Oh, you mean like...
brainless.
Oh, so the media?
And? Yeah, the purpose is not that a person will be saved by others. The purpose is that a person will work and save himself. With the power of the tzaddikim, of course, but a person himself will work. And that works only when a person himself works. No one's going to help him. Not Rabbeinu, no one's going to help him. Not even Rabbeinu. He has to go to the field. Connect to Rabbeinu and start davening. The Baal Tefillah teaches others to daven.
He has to make the person move.
Must. He has to daven. The Baal Tefillah doesn't daven for us only. He also davens for us. It also teaches us how to daven.
Initiate the process.
Initiate?
Begin to start.
We pray for us, if we start to pray. Mafi'il acharim.
Lema'aseh, practically, Hidbodadut shows an emunah of a person. A person believes in, and this is a paragraph from that book that he's holding, what they call the Paris Fields. If a person believes in Hashem, he talks with him. How could it be that a person believes in Hashem and he doesn't talk with him? It's very simple. You believe, you talk. You don't talk, you don't believe.
I mean, if he thinks he believes, he's killing himself. He
doesn't know what believing is. Then you believe. You believe he exists. You believe that he has power. But talk with him.
There's a teaching that a lot of people mistaught. He's there. He does things. But you're not at the level to be permitted to
talk. That's Christianity, no?
You believe how many Jewish, so-called Jewish education systems teach that too?
Yeah.
You can pray, the standard prayer. But who are you to ask for an individual, a private
prayer? You're right, who am I? But Hashem is so great that even me listens to it.
Okay.
If a person believes that Yaakov's going to give him $1 million. Yeah? So you just believe? Okay, believe. Or he'll come, please Yaakov, give me $1 million, right? What do you... If you believe that something's going to help him, he's going to go and make an effort to get it, right? So if you believe in Hashem, you go and ask him for what you need. If you believe he's the power of the world, and you can ask him for whatever you need, you go and talk with him.
So if he's doing this, but he did it, it means he already believes.
Exactly. It increases his emunah. The more you believe it, the more it increases his emunah. His yira shamayim and his emunah. Simple emunah means connection with Hashem. And the main connection with Hashem is to talk with him. Main connection with anyone is speech. Main connection with anyone is not physical, it's speech. So you do the mitzvahs, but speech is what makes the connection. Right? If a person believes Hashem created him, and Hashem takes care of him, it's like the story that the king, he He had a son. Everyone sees the son of the king walking the street, torn clothing, and he's hungry. So they ask him, why don't you ask to be a father of the king? He asked him, where do you want? I don't know. I don't know if you look at me. I don't know if you can listen to me. It's your father, idiot. Father will give you whatever you need. Why should I live a hard life if I can live with Hashem? Why? Throw everything on Hashem. Throw everything on Hashem. Let him take care of you. It says, brought down Sichot Aral, Shemi she'en lo emunah, chayav enam chayim. One does not have emunah. His life is not life. But someone has emunah, he has a good life, and a very easy life. Because he has a father in Shemayim. And he has, in reality, who to lean on, who to rely on. And he has who's going to help him to complete all of his lackings. And to get him out of all the difficulties and all the his complications. And someone who believes like this, talks to Hashem all the time, and everything that goes through, whatever he's going through, and he takes advice from Hashem, and he's asking Hashem, "Nu Hashem, tell me what's better? Should I do this or do that?" And he tells Hashem what happened. And he tells Hashem what was difficult for him. And the connection with Hashem is a beautiful life, a sweet life. Why should a person live a difficult life? Why? Why? Talk with Hashem. Talk with him.
Why is it so hard for people to talk to Hashem? Even people in yeshiva I talk to, sometimes they...
Tell you what.
It's very hard.
Yeah. First of all, it comes from a few places. He doesn't believe in himself. Hashem listens to him, that he can talk to Hashem. Or he doesn't believe that Hashem really listens. He doesn't believe in Hashem, that Hashem listens. Or he doesn't believe that he needs to talk with Hashem. I don't know exactly. All kinds of obstacles are preventing a person from talking to Hashem. And the main thing is that Rabbeinu said that every eitzah I'm going to give, every advice I'm going to give you is very simple advice. But it'll be very, once I said it, it'll be very difficult to fulfill. That's what Rabbeinu said himself. Even Tikkun HaKlali, which is, what is it? 10 kabbalah. They don't look how hard it is, but what's it going to take 10 minutes, 8, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Allah, say it. No, obstacle.
Deep inside
in the darkness, my knees, as
the last
room,
and so
it's
very to talk
to them. Yeah, also, the person is sad, it's hard to talk to them as well.